This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started? Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rest! You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay coming out to you live here on the Tipping Point Revolution Radio. This is the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer that rains a shitstorm down on everybody on Earth that actually deserves it, needs it. Many of them I haven't found yet. We are trying to ferret those bastards out, too. Many of them are climbing under rocks. They're hiding in deep holes in the ground, in the earth, because they're trying to escape the wrath of yours truly coming at them, smoking them out, using every weapon we got to pull them in front of the world, hit them with the spotlight, let people see how truly evil the scumbag class of Washington, D.C. is, foreign enemy territory inside the 10-square-mile area. All the low lives of the earth that want to be in a position of power, influence, slither their way, crawl their way to that cesspool. Yes, I know we got some Jim Jordans and other people in there that are good people. They'll tell you, right? They'll tell you the same thing. There's a couple of us, a couple of them in there fighting for us. But the vast majority of these losers, and I mean losers, haven't done shit for this country or the people of the planet. As long as they've been in there and in power, because the world gets worse while life gets better for them. And they get richer, but I assure you it's all coming to an end. Why? Because here I sit. And this is something that we will not let go of. All the years that nobody ever said a damn word about the criminal, corrupt practices of all these bastards that make better lives for themselves. But we have more and more homeless on the streets in the country and the world. More people that are going into poverty. And here we are. And this is America. So that's why we exist. That's what Patriot Fighter is. It's a war machine. And it started right here. The place that gave birth to the Patriot Street Fighter mission was right here, Revolution Radio, Studio B, every Monday, 8 to 10 p.m. A lot of good folks over there keep this machine moving. And so what I always do, ask people to do, if you'd like to support this particular network that keeps my voice alive, even when I'm taken down, you know, dozens of times on YouTube. We still haven't put anything up on Patriot Street Fighter 37 yet. I don't know what I'm waiting for. I'm just too busy, but I'm going to get something up there to see if we can set a world record for how fast the MTP is sitting over there in their little sister's skinny jeans. And I'm probably sure they're wearing other items of their little sisters as well over the YouTube, see how quickly they can take it down. By the way, as I said before, I'm still on YouTube. I still have a channel. I don't know if I can get into it, though. I should try to see if I can even get my way into it. Sometimes they block me out for a while, but I eventually find a way in. But as I said before, I would be still getting videos up on YouTube while that scumbag, Susan Wojcicki, however you pronounce her name, however you pronounce it, I don't really give a shit. She's irrelevant. Even more so today because she's gone. She left YouTube. She's out. I said, I'll be broadcasting on YouTube long after the bitch is in Gitmo for stealing our Second Amendment rights, working for the cabal. I'm not sure who's chasing her out of there, but we'll probably learn that truth sometime in the future. So I can call her a bitch here because this is Revolution Radio. And, you know, pretty clean the way I handle myself over here, of course. Very respectful. No fork bombs. Patriot Street Fighter fork bombs, but not the other fork bombs. So the reason that this is even possible, because this is privately funded radio platform worldwide, and they can't control me. They can't control any of the great hosts here with advertising dollars, because it's funded by you. The most powerful economic force on the planet is we, the people here in the country, and those of you who are around the world are helping as well. We appreciate that. If you'd like to know how to donate to this particular platform, you can see on the page there, revolution.radio. Or for some of you old timers, been around longer than me, 3 or 4 years, freedomslips.com. You can see center left, there's a donate button. You can do it that way. You can also set up a Patreon account for free. You see an orange button dead center at the top, also at the bottom. Click that on, fill out a free Patreon account. I've got one, a lot of us do. And you can just set up a payment there if you want a monthly to go to Revolution Radio and help all those fine people. Keep this thing moving and growing its prominence. And you can also scroll to the bottom if you like to send snail mail, like the general did. He would make a check. My pop would make a check to Revolution Radio. And at the bottom there, you'll see an address for Terry Ackerman, one of the producers. And she's in Ohio. You can send it off to that address. Put in a memo who your favorite radio show is, and I'll just help you more easily fill in the gap so you don't have to take time thinking about it. Just put in there, Tipping Point Rocks, and they'll know what you're talking about. Anyways, thanks to all the lovely people. Revolution Radio, always working behind the scenes, thanklessly in many cases, to make the hosts on this platform look good. And those who fill in for me, like Brent Johnson. All right, what are we going to talk about tonight? Got a couple great guests for you. Dr. Sandra Rose Michaels coming on after her several week adventure in India. The expansion of the EE system, the Tesla Bioscaler technology, healing technology. Yes, FDA, I just said it. Healing technology. Go fork yourself, scumbags. Criminals, actually. MTPs as well. I'm sure there's a whole floor of MTPs there, too, that see who they can target out here in the We the People backbone of the nation and just making life tough and difficult for people to do business. But aside from that, In India, they're not regulated by the FDA. And if you're structured properly in the States, you can operate outside of their corporate statutory bullshit crime machine as well. We will do that. So we're going to find out about her adventures in India and how that worked out. Jason Sherka and Dr. Sandra were traveling India, and they were Jason was donating a free EE system to, I forget which place in India. It's like quite an adventure. Spent the day yesterday with David Nino Rodriguez, the heavyweight boxing champion. All I can say is, dude's a trip. Talk about a personality. This guy's like, he's like having your 10-year-old son with you, all pumped up all the time about everything. He's just the best. Had a great time with Nino. I'd seen him person to person for probably almost 2 years. He was in town. I came back in town from a trip to Malibu for a couple of days, visiting with Sue Wong, the iconic fashion designer from CCP-controlled China. I came here when she was a little girl. Talk about that. Hates the CCP in China. She became built a fashion empire three times, actually. The Rise and Fall of Fashion Empires. That'd be a good title for her book. Another book of her. Anyways, so got back in town, hung out with Nina for part of the day, actually. And, yeah, it was a good time. Had a great time. Went out to check on Cinderella. David got to see how the Patriot Street Fighter team travels. Cinderella. So he's pretty fired up. He's going to come with us to Miami in May. I think it's the second weekend in May, I believe it is. We're going to be at the Trump Doral, the Reawaken America Tour event. On this particular event, Donald Trump will be on that stage. I know myself for a fact he'll be there because I was called weeks ago by Clay Clark asking me if I'd be willing to give up my afternoon speaking slot for the boss, the maestro, the commander-in-chief, Donald J. Trump. I told Clay, I'm busy right now. Give me a couple hours to think it over. I'll call you back and let you know if the Don can have my speaking spot. Bullshitting you, actually. I was like, you kidding me? I'll stay home if he wants me to, as long as he comes and speaks. So he'll be speaking there as well, as will Cash Patel again. Cash Patel's a total stud. Total stud. He's a badass. He was on Patriot Street Fighter here recently. We'll have him back. But what an extraordinary life and mission that he's had in his world, his career, and what he's done for the country. Hey, I spilled my drink, or tipped it over, but it didn't spill. Figured out if the coffee spills tonight, or the Patriot Street Fighter concoction. I dumped that thing over on that window sill down here so many times. Probably dry rotting. So yeah, we came in last week. We were, as was Sasha Stone, hadn't seen Sasha in nearly 2 years either. Since we did our first tour in 2021, summer 2021, I was invited through Sasha by Sue, the lovely fashion designer, beautiful lady, Sue Wong, a hardcore Patriot Street Fighter fan, by the way, folks. It was a pretty surreal event. I was talking to Don Martin over there at American Media Periscope and Dr. Sandra before we jumped on here, just kind of catching up on what last week's events were like. And I was describing, you know, what it was like to hang out in a Hollywood crowd. I was staying at Sue's place. She has a beautiful, as you can imagine, somebody that has a couple like $25 and $35 million homes around Hollywood. You can imagine what their Malibu beach house looks like in Zuma Beach up on the hill. Amazing. Got a chance to stay there for a couple days. Sasha and one of his guests and another guest, had the pleasure to hang out with. Most of you ladies will know these two, this couple. Certainly know the husband. I think he's pretty much iconic in the soap opera world. Rich Forrester played on The Bold and the Beautiful. He's kind of the signature face of The Bold and the Beautiful. And he was on there for 25 years, actually. And in walks Ron Moss. That's his real name. Ron Moss walks in Wednesday night after I get there. Coolest guy. I liked him already. Couple earrings. He looks like a biker. He's dressed like a biker. He is a biker. So he just walked over, put his arms out, wrapped them around me, gave me a hug. Like, And he's a Patriot Street Fighter fan, follows what we do, loves the work we do. And his beautiful wife, also quite a career in her day as well. She was a playboy, playmate, also an entrepreneur, has done some amazing things. And is very young. I mean, she was very young when she was in that world and in acting and films and whatnot. Actually, interestingly enough, dated Prince. So we talked about Prince and a few other people, you know, back in her generation. But yeah, hanging out with those guys for a couple of days there, Malibu, was really freaking cool. Got a new soulmate, Ron Moss. We're going to be riding some bikes in Arizona at some point here coming up, because that's where they moved to. Went to Sue Wong's gala as she unveiled the Palazzo, the home that she completely rebuilt. It's amazing. First night that I got to meet her, we had met there prior to see it before the gala, and then I had to broadcast, and we were having a little food gathering over to Cedars, another iconic Hollywood piece of real estate going back about 100 years. And the cool thing is that this is a place where Howard Hughes had been. It's where Errol Flynn had stayed, lived. A number of other Hollywood icons had lived in the Cedars. It's probably 12,000 square feet on a hill. And she had redone the whole place, and how she imports things from all over the world to turn this place into, an iconic icon. Got a chance to be there and broadcast for, I did a show for American Media Periscope. It's called Ask the Expert. And I'm not sure why they had me on there, because I'm really not about anything, but broadcast from set me up in one of the rooms as a bedroom with its own, its own desk and table where I could set things up. And that's where we broadcast from on Friday night. Very, very cool. On top of that, at the gala, the Palazzo, on Saturday, Friday night, a number of people from the fashion industry with their entertainment, et cetera. And, just got a chance to see a lot of people, and, just some of the very memorable ones. Maui Man, what a story. I had to look up Maui Man, Google him, and find out about who he is, his life. Came in from overseas, and same thing. I think he's a Patriot Street Fighter fan. We hit it off big time. Scott Page from Pink Floyd, first thing, Supertramp in that day. And then he went to Pink Floyd, same thing, another comrade, Patriot Street Fighter fan, awesome dude. That's so cool, because these people in that world, folks, you'd be surprised how many are starting to surface. They're one of us. So much so that when Sue asked me to say a few words at that gala, Sasha and myself, had to drop the hammer on a few folks that seemed to want to be talking when the host, the very dignified host, Sue Wong, asked them, for their attention and please stop talking, etc. They didn't seem to be getting the message. I found it quite disrespectful, honestly. I whistled out loud a couple times. It's not my place, but I didn't give a shit. This is a very, powerful, wealthy, and kind woman inviting people. And she asked for a few minutes with a microphone to speak to her group, her friends, and they couldn't be dignified enough to just stop talking and listen. So she spoke, asked a couple times, Sasha spoke, and it was my turn. Imagine how that went. What do you think happened next? Well, I dropped the hammer. It was more of a velvet. It wasn't a bone crusher, but I dropped the hammer about how can these people. I'm actually stunned that your very kind host has asked you people multiple times if you could stop talking and listen while she's talking. And yet here you are still talking. And, and it went from there, and it didn't matter to me. I don't really care about, people that aren't respectful, kind, or polite. Doesn't matter to me what they think of me. I'd care less. We're building a new world. Some things are not tolerable to me anymore. Being unkind to people, disrespectful, whatever. I thought downright rude, actually. Many nice people. There's a whole group of really cool people that were paying attention. But all the ones that, took the invite, get to hang out in a place like that, which is unlike anything I've ever seen in terms of its surroundings and the decadence of classy decadence of her designs in not just clothing, but also as restoring properties like this. now you know who Patriot Street Fighter is. And I told him, look, after what I just said here tonight, I'll wake up tomorrow morning, I'll forget about it, won't make a difference. But the question is, will you? Talked about we need to unify and unite the people in one common cause if we want to keep the planet standing on its feet, or keep the earth, this country, keep it on its feet. And I said, you know, start paying attention to what's important outside of what goes on in this town. And I was able to say, and I understand, I lived here for 15 years. So I looked over, Kelsey Grammer's leaning up against the wall, just had his arms folded, like just paying attention. He's one of the polite, respectful ones. I only had a moment to shake his hand. Obviously, most people know him to be a very solid individual, very solid guy. And, you know, he's nobody tells him what to think, what to do. He's known as a conservative in Hollywood, handles it very professionally. And it's cool just to shake his hand for a minute because knew he's one of us. And I had a number of people walk up to me and thank me for how I handled that. Somebody needs to be able to say stuff like that to people. I did. And also, and I'm not saying I was just mean to people, but I did make a point. When you're Sue Wong and you are gracious enough to invite people to an iconic place, shut the hell up when she wants to talk. So we're going to actually, we're going to have her on Patriot Street Fighter, folks. She has an unbelievable story. She grew up in China. I mean, she came here when she was young, but her father came here first, and how they had to sneak out of China. And she remembers when Mao came to power, the chairman Mao, and immediately communistically locked the country down the next day, very next day. You're not allowed to cook food indoors in China. All the girls had to get their hair cut like Mao, like short haircut. They all looked like boys. It was unbelievable. And so she got over here and on her own built a fashion empire. By the time she was 22, multiple houses, Maui, Malibu, Hollywood. I mean, just hugely successful. And lost it twice. And things went, you know, sideways in her life and relationship or whatever. But yeah, she rebuilt it three times. So, but she loves Patriot Street Fighter. She absolutely loves Patriot Street Fighter, loves the fact she woke up 2.5 years ago, loves the fact that we go on offense every day. And so it's really cool to see that there are people in that town who, if they're, you know, if they're awake and they have been for a long time, they're, you know, handling it as best they can. They can't be vocal and run around doing what I do because, you know, some of them still have to have a living, make a living, you know, and I understand that. And there are those who come up to me, shook my hand and you know, privately, and that's cool. So hats off to you guys, you rude people that weren't being very respectful. I'm going to let you off the hook and stop right there. I won't say any more. You get the point. But if I come back next time, it's going to get bloody. Trust me. So, yes, that's kind of how that went. It was very cool. And having not enough time ever with Sasha Stone, got a chance to make a quick trip up to Thousand Oaks area and meet personally with G. Edward Griffin, the author of the iconic book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, how he documented how these bastards all got together, Jekyll Island, Morgan, Schwab, I think, and you know, who else? Industrialist bankers, the scumbags, and set up the plan to take over and destroy America, take over America and enslave everybody. So got a chance to see him and his lovely wife, Pat. Amazing people. I mean, talk about being in the presence of greatness. I actually was. Sasha's good friends with G. Edward Griffin. I've had him on here before, but to see him face to face in his own home was really something special, spectacular. So thank you, Mr. Griffin and Mrs. Griffin for being hosted by you. We don't have the trophy spinning around here. John Eric Rock's not going to like that if I don't have that thing showcased. So yeah, John Eric Rock, that thing that spins behind me, John Eric Rock in Las Vegas, is right now working on the line of Patriot Street Fighter knives. Most of you know that I have my own my prototype Patriot Street Fighter knife that I've been carrying for quite some time. And that sucker doesn't want to come off of my waist for some reason. So that's the Patriot Street Fighter knife. You can't really see the work that's in it, but
you know, maybe whenever you look at it, it's kind of hard to see. But he's done some really cool work all over this thing. And he's making a higher end knife for the Patriot Street Fighter Nation. He's working on prototypes right now. It's going to be pretty cool when those things are available, and they should be coming soon. A lot of things, folks, that I don't have time to, a lot of things that I'm supposed to do or say I'm going to do don't get done because I'm still operating this one man band here for good reasons and sometimes not so good reasons. Hoping to change that. And Jess, you can just kind of, Jess, if you just want to shoot a message over to me when you see Dr. Sandra pop in, that way I know she's here, and we're going to have a conversation with her. Oh, there she is, Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, as the founder of the EE system, developer of the EE system, Tesla Bioscaler healing technology that's now exploding all over the world. And I'm going to say I'm the first one that's been championing her in front of the country, dragging her around with me on Patriot Street Fighter tours, saying, this is Dr. Sandra Rose Michael. Jason Shirka shows up on the scene, interviews her, boom, goes nuclear. So, coolest thing, Dr. Sandra has been traveling around India, and here you are. Good to have you back. You must be jet lagged. I hope you feel better than I look, or I do.
Oh, thanks for inviting me on. I'm still kind of making it back from India. It's like, what a trip. It was quite a trip. And you've had quite a trip, too. So hopefully next time you're at Su Wong's and everything, I'll join you there, and that'll be another fun party.
I'll tell you what.
Amazing time in India.
Oh, I can imagine. That's one of the places in the country that I definitely want to go to in my time, hoping to do that. I want to ask you, Dr. Sandra. Some people know, many people know about, of course, the technology. And yes, folks, we are now, as I said, in the process of constructing that center for this technology. Right here in Dallas. It's in Colleyville, actually. It's about 10 minutes from the airport, from DFW. It's in a good location for people that are going to be flying in there, where you're going to have access. I would say right now, at this point, probably the largest EE system construction to date. It'll be 48-unit system. And in an interesting environment, it's going to have probably some firepower in a place of that size that we have yet to see with the system. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens based on the miracle machine. You just have a conveyor belt with miracle after miracle after miracle that keeps happening with people who come around the country. There's 100 or 150 of these centers now popped up in the last 8-9 months, right? So
what? Yeah, we're actually pushing 200 centers, 200 something centers. Like that.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. And so, there's a 40 unit that people can visit now on Brickell in Miami. They have a 24 unit and a 40 unit in one wellness center.
Yeah, that's Sentner's Lila Sentner. Yeah, Lila Sentner and her husband have a
Layla Sentner, and she'll be speaking also at
Reawaken.
Layla will be speaking at Reawaken America, you know, there in Miami.
Okay.
So that should be fun.
We're all going to be there. We are going to be making a trip with Cinderella. And, of course, we'll be taking the big trailer so we can carry merchandise and a couple of motorcycles, and going to do some riding while we're in Florida. So I might have to throw you on the back of the dragon.
That'll be fun. We haven't
done that yet. Yeah, I'm just talking about that, too. I'm like, yeah, you haven't been on the back of the dragon yet. That'll be great. What are some of the more remarkable things that you have seen in the last 6 months with the stories, I should say, that you're getting? Just, are you able to just throw out there, hear stories?
Gosh, I hear more stories every single day. I mean, it's incredible what's happening worldwide with the technology. And they're already having some miracles in Tirupati, India. Mm-hmm. But I was recently on tour in Florida. Mm-hmm. And one of the more, I don't know, one of the more interesting ones, because we hear all kinds of stories about all kinds of, I mean, just across the board, everything from children with autism to, you know, people with cancer and their tumors and things like that, and they can't find them and things like that, just cool stuff. Mm-hmm. But one of the interesting ones is a gentleman, and this was in Florida. Where was that in Florida? Anyway, he had severed his finger with a table saw. And the doctor said it just had to be amputated. And instead, he wrapped it and had it wrapped and went into the system, spent two overnights in a 24-unit system there. And in, I guess it was 2 weeks, they said it had regenerated the bone, the cartilage, and the nerves from being severed.
Wow.
So that was a pretty cool one. I like that one. That was pretty astounding. They had the before and after pictures and everything. And yeah. We love miracles and every variety. So it's really interesting what's going on globally. So,
well, it's,
and had an amazing time in L.A. too. After Florida was in L.A. with Jason, we both spoke at that Conscious Life Expo. Was hoping you would be there. But people really turned out for it. I was just on with them today. Yeah, I'm just back. I wanted to find out mm-hmm. how the numbers went and stuff. And mm-hmm. it turned out that we were the number one ticket sales for the show.
No kidding.
In LA, which is interesting.
Now, folks, this is a Conscious Life Expo, which draws thousands of people. Yeah. And I've been there one time at the tail end of one. I was actually, I think I, Dr. Sandra, I don't know if I told you this or not. But on Friday, I got a phone call asking me if I could get on a plane and be there to speak at 2:00 on Saturday. So obviously I couldn't.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. You know, I was actually packing because I had to be in Idaho Falls and I had a Monday early morning flight. So I was like Friday and I got to pack. I'm like, you know, I wish I could have.
I know you had a schedule and they told you that it was too full, but then I guess a spot opened up and we had a 12 unit system that Jordan and Jeremiah had set up in a room. And so I guess that did well. It was busy all weekend. And, they actually told me, there were more ticket sales for my talk even than for Jason's, which, kind of surprised me, but people came from everywhere, and it was a really good event. Then the next day we flew to India. Yeah, so yeah. A 16-hour flight to Dubai, another flight to Hyderabad, and then another flight to Tirupati, which was a very interesting power spot as far as India. Mm-hmm. You know how I'm always talking about recreation of a new heaven and new earth, and new heaven, new earth through us. You're on earth now. Well, Tirupati, as it turns out, is what they call Vaikuntha, which means heaven on earth. And so that's where the 24 unit is set up free for people in India, and people are showing up from everywhere to use it. It's in a beautiful, beautiful space that can hold up to 500 people.
Wow.
And then, yeah. And then went on from there to Mumbai after, and we did, and that's all film. We were there with the film crew, mm-hmm. and it'll be quite the documentary being done by Adrian, who did Kathy O'Brien's Trance. Mm-hmm. You know, she was the producer of that, so she's producing it. And so I was on with her at 3:00 this morning here, 3:00 in the afternoon there. Mm-hmm. I was on with her because she's leaving tomorrow. Back to the States, and she had stuck around to spend time in the technology and Adrian.
Adrian.
Kathy's producer.
Good. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, she's a brilliant film producer, so that's going to be quite the thing. And I went on to Mumbai from there.
Right.
I think I had told you I'd been dealing with Father Joe was his name, and his brother who had presented, you know, with Modi and presented to the for the Ministry of Health. And so that's all moving forward, had powerful, powerful meetings in Mumbai. So that was quite interesting. I was asked to teach at a college and to be honored in a ceremony in October there for some of the work I did in the 70s. So it's very interesting.
How cool.
Interesting. Amazing time. Just an amazing time with the largest funding group in India. It's connected to the wealthiest man in India. And they want to really roll out, from a real spiritual, high spiritual base, out the healing for the world and the healing for their people. And and I think you met Primal at my, roll out the water remediation technologies and things like that for cleaning up the Ganges. And so they're all very, very excited over there. So that was an amazing time. And so I'm back and just trying to catch up on everything. But I can't wait. How's your technology has begun arriving in Dallas?
Yeah,
right?
We had 40 boxes. I wasn't there. My partner, Dr. Rick, is there. And I talked to him today because I haven't had a chance to get over there. But he said 40 boxes arrived. And I was like, what? We're not even, I just said, wonder why that invoice came in the other day. So I need to get that invoice paid, which, by the way, I'll get that taken care of tomorrow. But I was, and then he said, box. I'm like, wait a minute. What do you mean? We probably didn't keep Jeremiah up to date. Hey, we won't necessarily be opening on the 15th of March. That's what we said that. And of course, we just kept on doing what we were doing. We've had this vacillation going on with the real estate management company on this project. So we're really probably getting construction. There's some construction going on there right now, but because we had to refashion how we're building this thing out to not get bogged down in months of permitting and doing other things. So we had to revise how we're going to do it, make it look, to maintain that state of elegance with it. But one thing you just said here that I loved and we have SG coming on too, at the top of the hour, and you might, if you want to stick around a little bit for that, it'd be great.
He's great. That was great. I was so blessed to be there for his coming out party.
How about that?
Reawaken America.
Yeah, we were sitting in your hotel room, setting up. By the way,
got to be there for that iconic coming out.
Yes. Can you look to your left right now on your desk? Do you see my little vise that holds my boom up on the left side of your desk there? Like, if you look over here.
No.
It's not there?
Yeah, Jordan got that.
Oh, he's got it.
You were supposed to send it.
Okay. Well,
I think Jordan that was removed from my desk. not attached anymore.
Tell Jordan, by the way, Jordan's my head of security, but yeah, tell Jordan to send it. I had to go out and buy yet a third microphone boom because I left that at your house. I've left them on the bus. I've left them everywhere. So every time I miss a piece, I got to go buy the whole setup again. So anyways.
Well, now maybe you'll have a setup for each place.
I'm just going to put a permanent setup at your place. That way when I'm there, walk in, broadcast, no unpacking, no repacking. But anyways. You talked about the spiritual side. There's two things I want to do here really quickly. First of all, Jessica, if you could bring up the eesystem.com site I just emailed over to you. If you look in your email, if you could please bring that website up. Folks, when you wonder what the EE system is, what you're seeing here are screens. And on those screens, they're actually moving. They're either rolling downward or upward. Various colors. This is a DNA code. And when these are in a room, typically on a tower, like multiple stacked on top of each other in corners, facing each other, calibrated to create this conjugated photonic environment, a scalar environment, with the body responding to it, because it's coming from the zero point of all energy of which you're made up of and basically course correcting your body. As Dr. Sandra has taught me, the power that created the body is the same power that heals the body. The body is a healing machine, and it's constantly wanting to heal itself. This is a technology that if you explained it in a way to anybody, it almost seems unexplainable how things that happen with people. They're stage four cancer, boom, gone. Leukemia, gone. You're going to get a leg amputated because of type 2 diabetes. They come in, they spend, come in for a couple weeks in the system. It wounds healing, all this stuff and complete biochemistry changing in ways that you can't explain. And again, I'm not just saying this because it sounds cool. It's what goes on. There's a video here that you want to see on this website. It's Dr. Sandra being interviewed, of course, by Jason Shurka, and learning about this. But so, Dr. Sandra, the questions I have for you based on this. Now, you've been at this for decades, and finally this is breaking out because there's enough understanding. There's enough people that believe in the new earth. There's enough people like me that believe we are going to rebuild the Garden of Eden after we squash this cockroach, which is this global power structure. What was the question I'm going to ask? If somebody says, tell me what that system does, and you do it in scientific terms, what does that system do? What does it create in an environment that causes the body to respond? How do you describe that?
Yeah, it's just a hyper-healthy, energetic environment that's bioactive energy. In other words, it's energy the body relates to, kind of like recharging your cell phone. But it's wireless transmission and rewiring, recharging the whole body, every cell of the body. But it's actually, designed to interface with the DNA and activate the light within us, the light at the core of the DNA, because the core of the DNA is the light from the stars, and we are beings and bodies of light. Mm-hmm. And you want to turn the lights on, that's enlightenment. and know everything God wants you to know, because it is that energy that decalcifies the pineal gland and allows you to have that spiritual connection while it's allowing the body to remember how to heal itself, activating, mobilizing the body's stem cells. So it's like a stem cell treatment, mm-hmm. just being in there because of the way it activates and mobilizes the body's stem cells, which is our natural healing abilities. So we're so blessed. We've seen anything and everything heal. We love miracles. We just love miracles. And it's just hyper-healthy energy. Nothing touches the body. It's not one-on-one, practitioner-dependent, doctor-dependent, because you can't heal the world that way. Right. So it's like, how do we bring healing to the world and to the environment? So there's benefits to the whole community. There's benefits to the planet. It's kind of like Earth acupuncture. And we want the whole planet to be a healthier place for everyone to live more and more optimally. Mm-hmm.
We want
a healthy planet.
Yeah, look, it doesn't matter what you have in life. If you don't have health, you don't have anything. I know that all too well. I just look back and revisit those years when I was, incapacitated to a great degree. I just had somebody upstairs come down and borrow my knee scooter, and I gave him a pair of Moby leg crutches I still kept around because I didn't know it was going to be taken out the second time. Good thing I had those things. But I was like, here's an era that's being pushed out the door. But when you are incapacitated to any degree, everything in life changes completely. So your health critically is the most important thing. But the second
thing. It's the number one investment. I don't know why people don't get this. Mm-hmm. If you don't, your body, you only get one body this life. And I know you've gotten a few lives on yours. Mm-hmm. But it's like that is your number one investment. If you don't have your health, how are you going to help anybody? What are you going to do? We want people to be able to live their highest purpose, their highest spiritual mission, their highest potential. So as more like the superheroes is what we need on the planet now. Mm-hmm. We need every healer like on maximum capacity. So let's turn this planet around.
Yeah, folks, Sandra, it's going to be it has been difficult to penetrate this allopathic model of healing, this allopathic model of quote unquote medicine. And I have to always put this caveat out there that people know the reverence I have for the medical system, especially the trauma system, because, the people that had saved my life and, I guess had enough faith to keep rebuilding me. Although, as Sasha always says, I'm always fighting a transhuman human, transhumanist agenda, and here I am traveling, and he uses a real word, but he says I'm traveling with this effing cyborg. So I just look at the amazing talent of these people that did what they did in rebuilding me twice, and I have nothing but a mad respect, but the allopathic model of medicine that was launched and run, funded by the Rockefellers and the rest of these criminals, as I said before, it's a murder machine. I don't care how you look at it. People that get cancer, they're going to rush in, get body parts cut off. They're willingly getting it cut off. They're saying, here, stick this poison in me that they create in laboratories when the creators are wearing hazmat suits because it's so damn toxic. And it is effing insanity to me, that we are still, many people still locked into, give me drugs, give me poison, give me medication. They've completely bought into the idea that the whole medical field is righteous and it's here to save us. And it's not. It's here to kill us. It's a monetary, it's a money machine. I was just talking to a guy at Cedar from that I went to another healer that's using shockwave therapy on me in Los Angeles. And again, another brilliant guy, Dr. Joe, and big shout out to Marco there, set me up with some of Sasha's contacts. Sasha introduces me to the best people. So they did some treatment on me, and it's pretty amazing what they're doing. But when you think about these modalities are healing, that are healing, people are coming out, we know there's a fight ahead of us, because this big pharma machine is that, because what Marco was telling me, he said when he was at Cedars-Sinai for 21 years and they'd go into meetings, all they cared about, all Marco. They gave, yeah, Marco, yeah, Marco.
Yeah, I introduced him to Sasha.
Yeah, up in, wasn't he in Santa Barbara when we did the event there, right, Marco?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so.
That too.
So, yeah, absolutely. We got to spend some time with Marco, but he was saying that they'd go into these meetings with, you know, with the administrators, all they're talking about is revenue. We got to get our numbers up. They don't give a shit about healing people. They turn these hospitals over to bean counters. They don't give a shit about healing people. It's how much money can they make. They don't care that people are never getting better. All they're doing is masking symptoms, cutting body. When we look back, Sandra, 50 years from now, and we will say, these people were effing
barbarians.
This is barbaric. Barbaric. Cut them open.
Another friend of mine who is like iconic, now passed, but another iconic friend up there with G. Edward Griffin was Eustace Mullins, and he wrote Secrets of the Federal Reserve, and he was an amazing man. But he also wrote Murder by Injection. People should really get that book, take a look at it. Murder by Injection gives the whole story of how everything was set up, the whole history of the AMA and the whole Rockefeller, you know, set up with all of it. But bottom line is nobody's been drugged to health, you know, and they treat how to manage symptoms, but they're not taught health, and they're not taught how to create health, and nobody's been drugged to health. And of course, medicine is recognized as the third leading cause of death, you know, as far as, and that's an interesting thing. But of course, during this last few years, you know, we had the whole thing Dr. Artis really brought out as far as it was the standard of care protocols, you know, with remdesivir, and that were incentivized, and the intubations and not giving medications that worked. No early treatment that actually was killing people. You know, it was actually incentivized to the hospitals made more money on each step of that process from, not letting them out of the hospital, not letting anybody in to see their loved ones, not letting them out of the hospital, because if they died in the hospital, they got more money. So it was not, you know, so I think people, yeah, it's the tipping point. You know, it's the turning point. It's the tipping point.
Yeah,
it's
tipping point.
People are waking up.
People are waking up,
and they're ready all over the world. And so, you know, to see that in India and how they've been waiting for this time, you know, from a spiritual place as well, mm-hmm. to clean up the environment and bring healing to the people and institute all the things that should be, you know, put in place for this time. We've waited a long time for this time on the planet, and I can say we have everything to fix and heal and cure everything, really.
Because
power that made the body heals the body, and the gig is up for these guys. You know, they're just last-ditch attempts to try to see what they can get away with, but their time's up. God's pulling the rug out from under them. The destructuring, so we have the restructuring, but it's also, you know, it's time for everybody to have access to the energy to heal. Mm-hmm. And we love the miracles, blind seeing, the lame walking, the deaf hearing, and I get to hear the stories every day. It's been a long time coming. You know, I've been teaching over 45 years, but here we are. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to having your system up and running. I know later this month, I think it's the 16th or 17th. We've got a program in Michigan called Eyes Wide Open with Dr. Basheen Baker in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And of course, Christiane Northrup will be there and Dr. Judy Mikovits. And that's going to be a great event. And then we go from there to Port Washington with Jason, and we'll have opening of his family center in Port Washington, Long Island, New York. So then you'll be ready for your opening, right?
Yeah, our opening will be coming up. Well, by the way, folks, in Texas, don't you have to wait for us to get open. You've got Bioscalar Centers, EE System Centers. There's one in Rockwall. I believe it's Rockwall. Forgive me, the folks in Rockwall. I talked to so many people. I just can't remember names of businesses and names of people, quite honestly, unless I talked to them a couple of times. And there's also one in Weatherford, if you're out that way. And Sandra can tell you their names. Mm-hmm. And also in Mineral Wells, folks, a small town like Mineral Wells. Both of those are probably 20 minutes from my ranch, so I'm going to stop in and see both of those folks. But I want to let you know there are EE systems there as well. So, Sandra, do you know who
If people can just go to the eesystem.com site and look at locations, or they can go to unifiedhealing.com/locations. There's maps on both of them where they can look up who's where and find the one nearest them. And it's EE family. It's like, unified fields. We are the combined unified presence that heals the world. And each one that goes in brings more and more awareness for people and more healing for the communities and the word of mouth and people work together. There's no competition. There's no lack of people that need healing.
Yeah.
So the more the merrier always with this, because that's what we want, is to really be that tipping point of a revolution of healing. Right? I like what you called it, wellness warfare.
Wellness
warfare. Is that the term you're using?
That's what I created. The new warfare platform is wellness warfare. Look, we're taking a head on. Most people don't want to say this because FDA, I don't give a shit. These criminals have been going after people forever. And so if they're going to come after me, great. We got this microphone here. We have millions of Patriot Street Fighters to come to the battlefield to put weight on these bastards because they want to keep their empire alive of murdering people. The hospitals in this country have become the 21st century killing fields in 2020 and 2021. Nobody's going to overlook this. I'm not. And if they're going to slide by with all the bullshit they do that we get used to it, they plan a movie, they put a movie out there, we see the movie year two, three before that, then they bring the reality right on top of us, just like East Palestine. Same shit. We sit back and take it. And that's why when I decided to start this radio show, it was my first salvo into becoming a public person to raise hell and go to war against this insane bullshit that we keep allowed to have happen to us because we're afraid, number one, because we think they're powerful, number two, and because we think we don't have any power, number three. I started this radio show to launch an offensive attack on these bastards. I keep wanting to say MFers and F this, and I'm like trying to keep myself contained because I can't do that here. And it's like, folks, you got to stop living in fear. I'll tell you what, I just would rather have, I'd rather be dead than to live like a slave. I was born a free person. I'm going out one. However I have to go out on my own or somebody else's accord, but simple fact is, I decide then if my life's going to mean anything, if something goes wrong with me, they'll be able to say one thing. He fought, period. I want a tombstone, Scott McKay. Here's my date, born, and you don't even have to put deceased because it won't be deceased. I'm just moving out of this wreckage and moving on. But I just want to have, he fought for we the people. That's it. He fought for we the people. And
that's so, all we're asking people to do is stand up. No more fear. Fear and God can't share the same space.
Right.
Quit paying the poison. Quit funding these people that have been poisoning you. Quit paying for those poisons. That's your, you know, your platform as well. You know, it's like we gotta quit paying for the poisons and that addiction to abuse. Let's use, you know, that power of the purse, you know, that, you know, our consumer demand. But when we stand together, we are the combined unified presence that heals the world. You know, we are to be pillars in that temple of God. All we have to do is stand together and the gig's up. You know, God wins.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll just sum up in a Patriot Street Fighter way that Sandra just said. It's really simple. Stop giving your money to these killers, period. The consumer products industry, big pharma, stop giving your money to these killers. It's very simple. You got to keep...
Every dollar is a vote. People need to realize every dollar is a vote. What are you voting for? And you have accountability to God for, you know, for what are you paying for? What are you supporting? And what are you doing to your temple? You know, because they got you to forget that your body is sacred. You know, and so you want to let go of the ways that you desecrated or violated the body, because they made a whole perpetual industry of desecration of the body.
They did.
The poisoning of the temple.
They did. Look, folks, if you're going to spend like $1 million on chemo, it's going to kill you. Just give me $500K. I'll just come and put you out of your misery right away. And we'll both be much happier. We got the money. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back here in a few minutes with Dr. Sandra Rose, Michael S. Gianon coming up here. Revolution Radio, this is The Tipping Point. Hang tough. We will be back in a few minutes.
Hold the pork in line.
Hold the pork in line.
Hold that fork in line.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming. And it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay, welcome back to the second hour, the tipping point here on Revolution Radio, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer raining a shitstorm down on the bankers and the elites that Nighthawk just referred to, who are destroying the world, as Russell J. Gold taught me, and has been admitted by at least 83 ambassadors around the world, that the governments of the world are at war with their own people. They always have been. That's coming to an end with the birth of this show and Patriot Street Fighter. We have raised an army of tens and tens of millions of people all over the world that are now taken action, considering themselves Patriot Street Fighters in 30-plus countries, saying that they have had enough of the bullshit, and it is time that we take our rightful place on this planet as beings of light that can project energy across multiverses and affect change right where we stand simply by our conscious thinking. People keep using the cliche, this is a spiritual battle. My question is, do you understand exactly what that means? Are you tied into the spirit? That's why you hear me in the last number of months projecting my message not to be, hey, here's what's going on day by day. Here's the intel. People talk about it. They don't have intel. People, first of all, people don't have intel. They have information.
Intel is things that comes from special operations type of people or intelligence services. That's real intel. And nobody's given that information out there to any of us on podcasts. But there are special operations guys that are out there that do pass on information they're supposed to or allowed to give. So I'm quite honestly bored with the whole intel world because now, like anything else, here comes all the minions. I want to be the best intel out there. Good for you. I want to be finding a way to kick people off the bench to stand in the light in their own power, projecting their own power onto this world because that's how we're going to win the battle. If we had a billion people collectively all at the same time thinking about one thing every day for at least 20 minutes, let me envision what the Garden of Eden is going to look like once they bring this shit show to the ground. What's it going to be like when I step out of my front porch onto the grass? And the side? What am I going to see? Am I going to see people out in the streets or out on the sidewalk, kids playing? Am I going to see parents at home spending time with their kids? Am I going to see people driving everybody a new car instead of a junker and having a lifestyle that's expansive because all of the wealth has been taken back that's been stolen and distributed to all humanity? And start thinking about the structure of how we rebuild this world. Why do I say it's important? Because if you don't think about it, it's never going to happen. If you don't envision it, it's never going to happen. And if you do envision it by the billions, the conscious energy that comes off of that thought alone itself is such a powerful force, it puts the cabal or the architects of all of the cabal powers, puts them on defense because at the cellular level, they'll be in retreat. They can't stand or live in that light or that frequency. It destroys them. And we can do it simply with our conscious mind. How do I know? Because Christ said it. Christ showed you. And he also said, these works you will do and even greater than I. What was he saying? Let me put it in Patriot Street Fighter language. Hey, bro, get off your ass and start doing your shit yourself. Why do I have to do it? Why do I have to save all of you? I'm busy now. You guys can do exactly what I did. That's the problem. We can't get people to – it's great in church. It's great to say it, profess it in front of 10,000 people. But, sir, you obviously don't buy it either because if you did, you'd be talking like Patriot Street Fighter. What say you, Dr. Sandra Rose Michael? We got – by the way, we're going to bring SG in here in just a minute. So what say you? You are muted. Let's unmute her microphone. There we go. What say you?
Okay. I was going to say, I'm looking forward to reconnecting back with SG, but we are the future that cannot be stopped. The Great Awakening cannot, will not be stopped. However, we've got to focus on what we want, not what we don't want. And we don't need any more fancy victims going, look what they're doing to us, because that creates more of that. And that's not what we want. We have to create the models that make the old models obsolete because clearly they are destructuring. So we have to create the new model. The new model, what do we want on this planet? You know, let's create a world worth living. You know, what would we have in an ideal world? So, yeah, we're going to focus on the recreation of a new heaven, new earth through us now. And it's through the power of our love. There is nothing more powerful than that. And if they can put you in fear, it's a gotcha. Mm-hmm. And that fear of persecution, prosecution was so layered in, but that's not going to help anybody because it would create more of the persecution, prosecution. Is that what you want? I mean, hello, wake up. It's time to stand up in your power, in your light, in your love with that tomahawk of truth to cut through the bullshit.
Exactly. The tomahawk
of truth. And it's the truth that's just free. We have to use our voice or we don't have one.
Exactly. Cut through the bullshit. The cool thing is people are picking it up. I just got invited to come on a show this weekend. Andrea Wexelblatt, Travis, and the others, because they have a new podcast called Blood Money. And here we go. More people are coming out and they're getting in a game and spreading messages and spreading the truth. And some other people that are part of Tomahawk, Maria and Company, Jennifer, these people are getting on podcasts. The wave is happening. I mean, people that would never turn on a camera and speak in front of it, it just, here we come. It's like, here we come. The gun's gone off. The starting blocks are now empty. People are on the move. And it's exciting to me because we are, like you said, their structure's coming down. Ours is coming up. So we're building it in a process. You don't wait till it's destroyed and say, what do we do next? We just keep building. It's part of overtaking them, right? People are going to stop walking into hospitals when they get a problem. I get, you know, whatever, a sick stomach ache. Go set an EE system, right? I don't feel any different. Come back tomorrow.
Makes the old system obsolete. That's what Buckminster Fuller talked about as well. Yeah. You know, that we've got to create what we want, not what we don't want, and stay focused on that. Mm-hmm. And use our voice and stand up. It is the truth that sets us free. And the more each person stands up and speaks truth, shares truth, whether it's at the grocery store or whatever, the more you speak truth, the more others speak truth, because the cells vibrate and resonate with the power of truth. And that's that law of resonance. And that's a powerful, powerful law. And it's that truth, and that sets us free. So you got to stay focused on truth. We don't need any more fancy victims. Yeah, we have to be the Christed beings, the sons and daughters of God with access to unlimited power, infinite intelligence, unconditional love. And that is not what they have.
Exactly. Well, you know, with Sasha this past week, it was pretty amazing. Actually, he put me on the phone with two or was it three white alliance white hats. One, Mark One, referred to Mark One, holds all of the M1, yeah, M1, spoke with him, and we're going to get him on, and things are happening in an extremely big way. Spoke to another gentleman from Israel with Sasha, and I don't remember the bishop's name, three prominent people that spoke with, and
Riyadh,
that's right.
Bishop Riyadh.
That's him.
He's fabulous.
Unbelievable fabulous. Hero, man. This guy is a hero. It's amazing. Badasses come in all shapes and sizes, man. You wouldn't think a guy looks like Bishop Riyadh would be just like a total badass, but that's the cool thing about him. Yeah, like you don't know who's who until they make a move, and once they make a move, you're like, holy shit, this guy ain't messing around. So, yeah, I think it's really cool. But when we were on the phone with M1, he was sharing some of the things that are going on. It was extremely exciting to hear. He was talking about the movements they've made, the cyber theft that would go on when they move money. It's a continuous battle to get these things in position, the quantum financial system, all these things. It's a constant battle. They're going to lose, but it's still a constant battle. One of the most important things that I thought he said, Sandra, and we're going to bring SG in right after this comment, is that the whole CBDC, central bank digital currency, I stay away from all that digital currency stuff. But he said it's going to, you know, they're going to make that move. He said, but it's not going to get its hold, and it's just going to kind of fade away. I thought that is really exciting because people are worried about the whole digital central banks, digital currency bullshit. It's an invisible fiat currency, which they'll manipulate, destroy, take your stuff, you know, keep you from eating if you need to eat, if they don't like what you're saying. So that stuff is going to go away. Anyways, I want to bring SG in here, and then we're going to get into that. Ladies and gentlemen, most of you know this gentleman as SG Anant. Hopefully he is in the waiting room here coming in, and I'm going to check with Jessica here really quickly. And there we have him. SG is kind of incognito. I don't see that we actually have something that I think I was supposed to get over to. Thought I sent to Jessica. But you might not be able to get under Jessica, no problem. But if you see it, I think I did forward over to you a photograph, or I should say a thumbnail photograph of SG. I emailed it over, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to email it over again. So if you can put it up, great. If not, we still know SG is a shadow, a figure out there in the world, upsetting the balance of many, many things. So SG, good to have you back on. I think this is your first, this is your first appearance on the Tipping Point here in Revolution Radio.
Indeed. Thank you for having me, Scott. Good to be here.
Absolutely. Did we lose Dr. Mm-hmm. Michael? Is she still in the background there? Just checking to see. Looks like I think I hear Sandra, but I don't know. I don't see her still here. Okay. Looks like we're shifting in and out. So SG, are you still with us?
You can hear me. I can see you.
Okay, great. So let's at least go with this. People know that you're here. I want to keep Dr. Sandra in here for the segment with you because I think there'll be a good symbiotic move in our conversation here. So interestingly enough, you and I weeks ago had a conversation out of the blue about the same topic, how we've got to get people to understand the spiritual side of things. And of course, Sandra's talking about it now. You and I talk about it. We've got to get people to understand what spiritual warfare means, what it is, and how people need to conduct themselves in a proper fashion to help facilitate the victory, not impede it.
Well, that's just it. You know, our spiritual power is why they hate us. It's really the biggest core principle here. Our ability to control and direct thought form, which has an electromagnetic resonance signature, and it affects particles in the world that are in and around us. It's in our air, our water, everything that's made up. It's all made. We live in a particle-based universe. And our ability to control and direct thought form affects those particles to a limited degree. When the good book says we're made in the image and likeness, excuse me, I believe that to be the image and likeness fully. The image and likeness being a loving God, a soul force consciousness that sustains all things. And in our human form, we have an individualized expression of this, which allows us sort of this free will nature, right? It gives us a lifetime where we have the ability to choose and direct, to identify preferences and improve things organically through our unrestricted willpower. However, I think that we're also given some limited faculties of that creator force, that God force that sustains us all. Our thoughts are penetrative waves. Thought waves penetrate all time and space. We live in a universe that Tesla described as being understood on the wave, and think of energy, frequency, and vibration. So when we think of the quantum resonance field, excuse me, been having some chest issues, I apologize. Excuse me. When we think of the quantum resonance field, that could sort of be this exact same thing that I'm talking about when I reference on my audio files the spiritual body, the spiritual power that we have. Your physical being emanates an electrophysical and electrochemical field that generates and receives frequencies. It's why they attack us with microwaves. It's why they attack us with x-rays. It's why they attack us with directed energy weapons. It's why they attack us with 5G. They attack us with frequencies in all of our devices and all of our electronics and all throughout our world, because we are frequency-based beings. We are spiritual souls in a living body. We have an intersection with multiple levels of reality, and we have the ability to control, to a great degree, levers of power in those multiple levels. Now, if you're the cabal, and you don't have access to that sort of power because of the deal you made with the evil one, and that's exactly what happens. Their spiritual power and their ability to control the things that we're talking about right now goes away when they make those sorts of decisions. Then the only way they can really affect change in the world is to control us. They need us. It's sort of a crude analogy, but we have been the oxen that have plowed their farms, if you will. But now as we come into the realization of who we are, and we come into the realization of how connected we really are to God, how we're not alone adrift in a vast sea of the universe, if you will, mentally, we are very, very close and very connected to the Creator and the Almighty of all things. When we come into that awareness fully and consciously as we the people, everything we choose from then forward can affect really rapid physical change. And that's what we all want to see.
Dr. Sandra.
Yeah. We are inevitable. I love how he has that on there. Right. But yes, God wins. In other words, this is the time we've been waiting for. And all we have to do is come together in those unified fields of that quantum resonant field. That's the unified field, and be that unified presence that, you know, as the sons and daughters of God with access to unlimited power, infinite intelligence, and unconditional love. You know, everything Christ did and more we're to do, you know, move mountains with a mustard seed of faith. Well, we've got a whole planet that we're turning around now.
You know, the what and this is my own microcosm of an experience. And I, again, I've got to give a big shout out to Sue Wong, because she put me in an environment this weekend that showed me something that I think was real important to see. By the way, I want to throw out one more name there too. It just hit me when I was during the break. Devin De Velasquez is Ron Moss's wife, and little Mr. Prince, a little dog, was with him. I just forgot to actually mention her name, but it's just amazing people to be around. But here's the thing I want to talk about. As I was explaining I lived in that town. I spent a lot of time in Hollywood when I was there. I walked away from the industry. I was handed it on a silver platter. I probably told that story here before, but I was handed it on a silver platter. And after a couple of months' experience, I walked completely away from it. And I'm dealing directly with executive vice president of NBC's current series television. And so, you know, and I never asked for this. I never told anybody I had any interest in filmmaking. I never said a single word. My clients were powerful people in Hollywood, because everybody goes after them. Everybody, you know, like they can see it coming a mile away. I don't care who it is. Person does your hair, your train, whoever. They know there's a windup coming, right? That was never me. I never, ever did that. Now, I would house sit their beautiful homes in Hollywood Hills when they're off making a movie for 6 months. I got to live in cool digs, but you know, as clients. But the thing of it is, I've never, ever made that move until basically my friend had kind of forced my hand to make a move. And he was the executive VP at Current Series Television, had all the Law and Orders, Blacklist, etc. But I walked away after 3 months because I'm like, you know what, buddy? I said, I just called him up one night coming over from rehearsal. And I called him up. I said, hey, I just want to tell you, buddy, it's over. He said, what do you mean? I said, I appreciate everything that you put in motion for me. Now, the only reason that it wasn't facilitated, I just was told by one of the top acting coaches there that I had great instincts and natural ability. She told me that after I read for her, and she shredded me the whole time. I'm like, all right, this will be a process of elimination. My ass will be thrown out of here. And then she blows my mind and tells me all these things and sets me up with a whole bunch of contacts. And always be grateful to her for that. She's a Yale-educated acting coach. But so I wanted nothing to do with it, because I said, if I hang around this environment, I'm not going to be the person that I am today. I'm not going to be the person I want to become, and I'll never get to Congress. I'll never get to Washington. I'll never get to the Senate if I get to hang around this environment. So now, as I'm there, back in that environment over for a small time over this past weekend, and last week and weekend, here I am in an environment where people who are from the celebrity world are coming up to me and hugging me multiple times, smiling. I can't believe I'm standing right in front of me. Patriot Street Fighters right in front of me. These people have stood on stage in front of 80,000 to 100,000 people going crazy, rocking out stadiums. Scott Page, Pink Floyd. And I could just talk, you know, these experiences. When, in what universe would this have ever happened? And what are they celebrating? They're celebrating that they have also come to the conclusion there's this beautiful multidimensional aspect of the human species connected to the spirit that God, of the God spirit that we are all a piece of, a tiny piece that make up one. They're coming to the conclusion that all the trappings of that world, they don't mean shit. Right now, like Sandra said, nothing will stop what is coming. Nothing. The Great Awakening is underway. It can't be stopped. This time has been predicted. It's been orchestrated by the quantum realm for a long time. We're moving into it. And even these people looking at me, Joe Lunchbucket guy from living in Dallas, who just basically raised a shitstorm and said, I'm going to drive us into this if I have to, whatever force it takes. And now here we are coming together. And hugging each other and, you know, handshakes, private handshakes. I love what you're doing. I love what you say. Might not, you know, step in front of a crowd yet and yell it. But in what universe would that have ever happened? I had to be there to believe it. I had to experience this to believe it. And it's just, I'm just like any other person. It's just that they grabbed on to what I decided to do when I launched this war. And it resonates not just with, small groups. It's resonating. It's reverberating through the ether, right to the point where Sue Wong has hung out with all of these You know, she, all of her friends are Hollywood elites, liberals, highest level talent in Hollywood, mega star designer, has built an empire. And man, she is a hardcore patriot street fighter. She's sending videos out. She brought your name up, SG, when we were there. So you, of course, got your followers and fans out there, too. So it's just pretty cool to see there's a movement happening, and it is coming because of the spiritual crack that now exists in the painted picture, the canvas that they painted over the truth. Well, that canvas is now cracked, and the real painting's gonna start coming through and showing itself. That's what's so exciting about this.
Absolutely agree. I'm honored that, you know, Miss Wong and others are, you know, following, you know, my work and the work of, you know, this movement, because this movement is really sort of the alarm bell, if you will, to get everybody into this idea of there's more to life. There's more to this existence. There's more to our power. There's more to our personal power. Our emotions, you know, we're emotional beings, but not a lot of people think about our emotions as being a guidance system. Mm-hmm. In my research, it appears to me more that the human being is endowed with emotions to let us know when we are in agreement or when we are out of agreement with how that God-forced soul within us is seeing whatever is in front of us in a particular moment in time. In other words, when we go through something horrible and traumatic and we feel destitute and we feel hopeless and we feel depressed, it's because we are so separated from how that love within us, that God that is, that spirit that sustains all of us, is seeing that experience and is feeling what we're feeling. In other words, we're out of agreement with that higher spirit. How cool is that? That's a GPS system that you're programmed with. That keeps you on track for where you need to be going. It's sort of like the lamp for our feet and the light unto our path. It is literally sending us directionally through life, bringing the experiences that we need to grow, to thrive, to become who we want to be. And it's also giving us signals along the way when we are in agreement or out of agreement, excuse me, with that higher knowledge, with that higher force, with that God of all things. And when we can get in agreement and stay in agreement, even just a little bit with that, I think, you know, mountains in our world move very quickly and incredible things begin to happen because it is a very non-resistant, very love-based vibration. And that's the world. And it is a vibration because it is a quantum field. It's a resonance frequency. And so that's really the world that we want to build.
I saw a big smile on Dr. Sanders' face. You can take it from there.
Yeah, that's the truth. There's nothing more powerful than our love. And it is our combined love. God is love. And this is the time we've been waiting for. You know, we are the ones we've been waiting for, you know, because it's the second coming. But it's also, we are here now in the fulfillment worldwide of all the prayers, all the promises, and all the prophecies across every culture. We're in the fulfillment of all those prophecies of all who have gone before us. And it's in our DNA. That's why it's so important, activating that light at the core of our DNA. And that, yeah, that's our power. And that's what's bringing everything to light now, too. Everything's being exposed and disclosed because the light brings up everything unlike itself to heal. And it's bringing it out to, you know, dark to light.
What did you feel in India when you're with the people? And I asked that question because I want to talk for a minute about another great guy that I met. His name is Martin, but he's known as Maui Man, like Maui, the island of Maui. Tall, you know, Nordic looking dude, long curly hair, blue eyes, kind of your picturesque, you know, GQ model kind of dude. He's traveled the world for I don't know how many years. He's just lived here, lived there, all over the place, and he must have quite a an expansive mindset by all the people that he's met and, you know, been with and cultures he's lived in. And I said to him, I said, you know, and he's just, you know, I hope, of course, he knew who I was because he, you know, follows our work, and just I had never met him before, but just to listen to, I said to him, I said, he talked about like in not Jordan, but in Pakistan, right? This dichotomy exists where you got Christians, Muslims, war, ISIS, you know, their ISI services connected with the clowns in America here. Nothing but chaos war. Pakistanis, this or that. I have some very good friends that are from Pakistan. We think of they're this terrorist nation that works with us. It's not the people, it's the leaders. And he said some of the most beautiful, most magnificent people.
Dr. Buttar.
Yes.
Yeah, Dr. Rashid Buttar.
Rashid Buttar, same thing.
Yeah.
A consummate
for
badass.
For example.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Consummate badass. Special forces guy, you know, a medical doctor, etc. But he was talking about in PAC, because I said, all the people that you've met around the world, I said, I'm sure it was probably kind of a love affair, wasn't it? Like all the people you've ever, all these countries, and we talked about how they just welcome you in, pull you in. And I said, isn't it amazing how we, the people of the planet, have love for each other no matter where we go? We're excited to show them our living world, and they're excited to learn about our living world, whatever country we're in. And I said, isn't it amazing? We have no problem with each other. We have nothing but love for each other. But these bastards here in these positions of power convince us that we should kill each other. And he said, we talked about that. And I just said, you know, what is amazing to me is that that bullshit's not working anymore. Because even
nobody wants the war anymore, because the Rothschild model is done, because it was all war based on deception. War based on deception, whereas the people just want to share. It was all divide and conquer. And here we are. The people just want to share love. And the only thing beyond love is more fully shared love. And that's where we're at. And that's our power.
SG?
Well, you know, that's a really good segue into, you know, kind of discussing what's going on in the world right now. We, the people, are waking up everywhere. And these people are going crazy because of it. You know, we are aligned in our understandings of life. We are generally peaceful people all throughout the world. We love our privacy. We're willing to help our fellow man. We are willing to extend some good faith and some good grace and some trust, as long as the sort of that energy, if you will, or that feeling is returned in mutual respect and love. And for the first time, all of us everywhere have the capability to connect with one another in such an instantaneous way that we can share incredible awakening moments and fuel a fire around this world in a matter of hours. That is this cabal's absolute worst millennium level nightmare. They have absolutely lost control of the ability to do exactly what you were just describing, dividing us up and getting us into encampments that are shooting back and forth with one another because we were, you know, the information was controlled and directed and flowed in a very specific fashion to accomplish that end. That is not possible anymore. That in and of itself, I think, is evidence enough for me and for a lot of people out there that the balance of power in this world at some level has inexorably shifted. And we are now into a new era. We are entering a new way of life. It's unstoppable. Broadcasts like this are the news now. I never expected the audiophile series that I started to get the sort of acclaim and notoriety that it has. But people are hungry for truth. They want to know and understand what is really going on. Mm-hmm. And when we get a full, clear picture of what we're really living through, and we go to that 80,000-foot macro level, and we appreciate that this is about more than just bringing down the cabal. It's about righting generations and generations of wrongs. It's about giving meaning to the suffering of our ancestors. It's about recreating this world in the light that it's supposed to be made in. It's about living in harmony and symbiosis with nature, not as primitives, but as highly advanced, highly intelligent beings that appreciate the balance of energy in the universe. That's really what this is all about. We're returning this world to the way it was always supposed to have been. How freaking cool is that?
It is, and you nailed it. The balance of energy, which means what? The balance, meaning that there is goodwill and good resources for all people. Hoarding it is not balance, as they've done. Hoarding everything that is part of the human experience, the ascension model of creation, this particular realm, this particular time and space, this particular planet, it was always about balance. But these guys had to grab whatever perceived wealth or created wealth in our minds grab all of it and keep as much of it from us as possible. So we would lick the hand that feeds us, not just materially, but spiritually. And that's why I hammer away so hard at the church, because it has failed miserably. There's hell on earth on this planet after thousands of years of the church's prominence getting the attention of the masses worldwide. I'm not talking just about the Christian church, the synagogues, the, you know, I can't really say this about the Buddhist or Taoist temples, because they've been engaged in the practices that Christ learned from. They've been engaged on the track of consciousness, of expanding consciousness. That is what we all should have been done. And I remember Dr. Sandra, when you said to me one time, and I've repeated it, Christ was a Buddhist, people flip out. How dare you, heretic? There was no Christianity anywhere in the world when Christ was alive. He didn't say, I'm starting a religion called, his name's not even Christ. It's Yeshua, right? So all these things that they changed and put in there and fabricated. And then when you bring up the fact that he was studying with shamans, monks,
where
and
I was.
Pardon me?
I was going to say, where I was in India, in the temples there, they have the records of him coming and studying and teaching there.
Yeah.
So, which is interesting too. So, yeah, and then he went back from India, and that's when he started doing the miracles and things like that after that time. But they have the records in the temples in India where he came and studied. So, and I was in that area where he had been. So, very, like I said, a powerful vortex that was considered, you know, by Kunta, which means heaven on earth. In the, you know, and then there, you know, their Bhagavad Gita, which means Song of God, was written down over 5,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the basic message of that is, you know, given on the battlefield, that stand and fight. You know, this is your dharma. This is your truth. It's like, you know, we need everybody now to stand up and fight with that sword of truth, you know, and set the world free now.
Well, I met a great lady and her daughter at, I think you were there, Sandra. In fact, SG, you were there that night too when we were in Nashville. And this lady had spoken to me. She lived and taught in India for, I don't know how many decades, but her daughter, she was very tall. Her daughter was even taller. You may remember that father or the mother and daughter.
But, I do recall that. Yeah, very nice people.
Yes, and I'm still in the process of trying to get to a point to connect with her, because she has so much to teach me about her time learning of Christ's life and on the spiritual side of consciousness in India for as many years she did. I'm trying to make time at some point to get to her. But the funny thing is that people don't want to hear these truths, right? If you say to people, how come nobody ever talks about Christ's life between 3 years old and 30 when he showed up again and changed the planet? Why doesn't anybody ever say, hey, what was he doing? Was he skateboarding? What was he, like a fly fisherman? What was he doing this whole time with all of his time, right? They don't want us to know.
Oh, the lost years.
The lost years
of Jesus is actually a book about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, there's records, too. If He Walked the Americas, that's the name of another book. He Walked the Americas. So I don't know how he got here and did that, but the Native Americans have records of him teaching as well.
Is that right?
Very, very interesting. Yeah. But the Christ of beings, he's clearly able to do whatever God wanted him to do.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think probably there's portals that he had access to back then. And I know there's some in Jerusalem. And I know that if we get access to those portals, we could make bigger waves on this planet too. And we still got another 15 minutes to go here. I'm going to let you guys guide the rest of the show. What do you want to talk about? Sandra and SG, go ahead. You can talk amongst each other.
Yeah.
Well, I really want to hit on that message you were just talking about. Thank you, Sandra. I appreciate that. Good to be back with you. You know, that what you're hitting on there, Scott, is a really, really important part of this awakening process. It's understanding that when we say infiltration, not invasion, when we say that these people are sick, when we say that these people are evil, we have to realize that in order for them to gain and keep control of humanity to the level and severity and totality that they have had it over the centuries and the millennia. They had to get control of everything. Information, money, finance, business, law, power, economics, and yes, religion and spirituality are included in that. Now, you get a lot of people that come out and they say things like, you know, there's no way that the Bible was altered. There's no way that anything that's in there is missing or anything like that. And I would calmly say back to them, I'm not saying that it happened outside of the control of God. As a matter of fact, I take the position that God wanted that to happen, that God needed that to happen, because we couldn't all wake up collectively now together if that had not happened. So as we go back and we look through history, we have to appreciate that our spiritual understandings and our spiritual doctrines are about to get a makeover. They're going to get really a return. I shouldn't even say makeover. They're going to be returned to what they really truly are. There are books eliminated from the biblical texts, that discuss the power of aligning one's very deep-seated faith and beliefs and understandings about their life with their desires in an emotional way. And it talks about how that creates a feeling of momentum and sort of a wind in your sails, if you will, which a lot of people can identify with. They've had, you know, inspiration come to them in a momentous whirlwind sort of a way. And it's a compelling feeling. And this book talks about it. And I forget which one. I think it's the Gospel of Enoch. Excuse me, but it might be Thomas. Regardless, we have that. We have the missing years of Jesus the Christ. You know, where did he go for 20 years? He gave lessons at the temple when he was 12. And then we don't really see him again until we get to around the beginning of his ministry. Well, where did he go? Well, the answer is he studied. He was known in the Indian monastery world as the master rabbi. He went all throughout the world and he studied the practices of what was here on earth and reconciled that with what I believe God was telling him. I believe he was called by God. I do believe that he was the Son of God because I believe he was appointed in a spiritual way that no human being before or since has ever been appointed. This is a man who was able to achieve a total blending of his human form, his human nature, his human thoughts with the higher thoughts, the higher form of his Father, which is, you know, all of our fathers. It's God, the Creator, the Almighty. And he was able to align and stay in that in a way that has never been done before or since, and enabled him to do supernatural things as if they were nothing. And really, it makes sense when you consider the fact that this is the power that creates and sustains worlds. This is the power that controls the greenery of every blade of grass in our world. It's aware of when every sparrow breeds. It's aware of every thought that's being had all throughout the world at any given time. And being able to connect with them in such a way, excuse me, and then bring that as a ministry and a message to we the people and remind us who we really are. It's no wonder they wanted to kill the guy.
Yeah. And that's the truth. And part of it was then they kept him on the cross, kept people focused on that persecution aspect versus the ascension. You know, so he said he did that persecution. He died for everybody's sins. He did it good enough for everybody. And there, you know, that the real thing is the ascension, that we're here to be that, the ascended sons and daughters of God ourselves in that image of the example that he gave us.
I'm just giving SG the floor here. I'm taking
I'm
taking a coffee break.
Having trouble with my mic. But yes, that's absolutely right. And that's the whole point here, right? Like when people get into the awakening, they begin to, you know, get their feet wet. And maybe they haven't been aware of the level of depravity and evil out there in the world. They start realizing that there's horrible things that go on, that there's absolute depraved, just sadistic things that go on in this world, and that a lot of people are complicit in it, and that a lot of these sickos enjoy it. It's really, really hard for them to reconcile what level of hatred, what level of evil, what level of just animosity and enmity would be really needed to bring that about. You know, why would you hate so intensely, right? A lot of people can't reconcile that. But when you consider it in the sense that they see themselves as the literal sons of Satan and Cain in the Canaanite bloodlines, and they see themselves as having been ripped off from what they believed to have been their rightful place here as ruling this world, as princes of darkness. And when you consider that we are made in the image and likeness of that very God-force love that cast that evil one out, and that we have capabilities and faculties and limited, I would say limited endowments of similar form here in this universe to do the things that we want to do in our three-dimensional and four-dimensional life here on Earth, it's no wonder they hate us so much. We are the princes and the kings that they can never be. It's like Scar and the Lion King. It doesn't matter how long they stay on the throne. They're a fake ruler, and they're finally being thrown off.
Yeah, Lucifer is the false light, you know. But and people haven't been able to realize that that is their religion. They literally sold their souls, you know, and that's what the underpinning of everything has been, that, you know, is that satanic ritual abuse, et cetera, like what Kathy O'Brien went through. And I do recommend people watch Trance, but, and, you know, it's, you know, and people, how they perpetuated it was people couldn't even imagine that anybody could do these things. And that's what's gone on. So the time's up, the gig's up, and it's time we take our place back on the real throne.
Can you imagine what it's like to be in their shoes right now? Because, look, they know history better than we do. They know Christianity, Christian doctrine better than we do. They know the Bible better than we do. They knew all the ancient texts and all the ancient writings and all the ancient wisdom better than every single one of us do. Because they know it, that's how they've been able to manipulate it. They've been able to bury it. They've been able to redirect it. And the interesting thing is this, is that now the Great Awakening, the Light Arising, is using all of their weapons against them now. That's the greatest thing. It's like everything they use as a weapon is now turning against them, whether it's in the spiritual side of this battle or if it's in the material or the physical side of this battle. We're now using their weapons against them.
And to me, that's the poetry of, you know, sort of ultimate justice and final, you know, justice here in this world about this evil. You know, this truly at a spiritual level, what we're talking about having gone on here in the world is a travesty, the likes of which will probably never be seen in any species history ever again. It's a real cry and shame, if you will. And so now as we come about and we're going through this light phase, it's my belief that we're also experiencing, as we turn this world from hate to love, we're also experiencing that wrath, which is part of righteous indignation, which is part of righteous love. And it has sort of turned their entire matrix into an all consuming fire for them. You know, we're positioned and equipped as we the people to rise after this. We have military backing. We have truth on our side. We have certainly the numbers. I mean, good Lord, the numbers, the proportion, I think, is like 200-something to 1. So, you know, we've got all of that on our side. We win this. There's no way that they win. The game is truly over in that sense. Now, we still have moves to go through, right? And that's part of it. But it's just incredible to see how this structure that they created for our demise is going to lead to their demise.
Mm-hmm. It's like the Esther story, you know, it really is. And it's all going to be turned against them. But it's all being exposed. And I think everything's going to come out as far as what they've been doing with Nuremberg trials and the crimes against humanity. And, you know, to the point where people won't be able to deny it anymore. And divine justice is coming.
One thing you said today when we spoke, SG, by phone, you reminded me of our 17 back channel, the Q Intelligence information, the greatest information dissemination operation in world history. The military intelligence side that actually, in my opinion, is what kicked off the Great Awakening was the Q intelligence operation, ignited the Great Awakening. And in there, all the information, all the clues, the roadmap for everything you need to know about what is unfolding here is there. It's all there. You can say what you want about it. And like I say, people who have an opinion of it, who is oppositional to what we all believe, that there is a working plan. It's not like a football game. It's like a football game. It doesn't stick. It always has to change. But I said to people, look, those who try to defy that message, it's really simple. You're either intellectually dishonest or you're intellectually lazy. If you've read and seen everything that we did during this, we've seen it all unfold in real time and did our research, you can't draw any other conclusion other than its own validity. And if you're commenting on it and you've not read all of it, okay, that makes you intellectually lazy. So you're either dishonest or lazy. And I say that because many people run from the letter Q, or they, you know, I'm afraid what happens to my channel. I make a mass. I got it all. If you look at my introduction to this, the video introduction, it's all based on all of that. I'm not going to run from any of that. Never will, never back up. Why would I? Why would I back up on truth, for God's sakes? So, and this is how we use their weapons against them. I'm going to get to the comment I wanted to lead with, SG. But that's, we use their weapons against them. Their weapon was to shut me down, right? First video ever did, boom, went nuclear. Boom, they canned it. Like, it had 350,000 views, and then they just wiped it, like, right away. And then they started to take my channels down. I'm like, you forking scumbag. Boom, here comes Patriot Street Fighter number two. After a little while, take it down. Like, I went from zero strikes to get rid of a channel instead of one strike, two strike, three strike. No penalty boxes for me. And I'm like, you forking scumbag bastard. And I put up Patriot Street Fighter 16. Do it again. You scumbag, smelly diapered, whatever. Ripping them apart. Another channel. What was I doing the whole time? Using their censorship weapons against them. Right? Patriot Street Fighter became as this, known as this, just keep coming back. Just keep pushing on these. Make fun of them. Call Susan Wojcicki a milquetoast pussy, scumbag, Gitmo detainee, future, right? The truth in advance. That's where you're going, Susan Wojcicki. And I used their weapon against them. It helped us grow, rise, and teach people. You know what? Hell yeah. Call these people milquetoast pussies. Make fun of them. Keep bringing your channels back. Whatever. So anyways, that's one way, a fun way that I get to use their weapons against them. What we need to understand, all of us as a society here in America and the world, is this. You said it today, reminded me today, SG. This is a military-civilian alliance. This operation is a military-civilian alliance, right? The civilians doing their part to take back their planet, backed up by the militaries of the world, 22 alliance nations and their militaries, part of this game plan.
Yeah, and the only thing that's been holding it up is more Americans, we the people, standing up. Mm-hmm. That's been the only hold up, people not, you know, stepping up fast enough, I guess. If you think it's taking too long, you need to look at where you haven't showed up.
I like that. If you think it's taking too long, you need to look at where have you showed up to the fight. Good point.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it's worth highlighting and adding to that too, that, you know, as part of being aligned with the military force means that you are in some form or fashion a military asset. You're an asset or a party to the fight, right? And so there's responsibilities, I think, that have to go back and forth there. And I think there needs to be a deep appreciation for the fact that patriots and militaries around the world don't align with assets that they don't absolutely need and that they don't absolutely have complete 100% faith in. And that's quite a statement on we the people, that we have some serious long-term longitudinal military intelligence minds that went out there and decided that we the people around the world can take it, that we can do this. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're doing. We're really kind of taking this world back, and we do have to get, you know, involved in the ways that we can. You know, there are operations going on in all theaters of this war, and this is the first war that has dimensionality as well. So we're talking about operations happening cross dimensions in society that are non-militarized or paramilitarized. This is really sort of a game in some respects. It's the ultimate battle between irregular warfare strategy. And we are winning because we've got control of the narrative, but we do have to keep pushing that. We have to get involved, you know, where we can. If you have time and you're available to look at running for local office or things like that, investigate it. You don't have to commit to it. Investigate it. Go look it up. Get on Google and spend 6 or 7, 8 minutes on there. And then if you find something that's very, you know, compelling, spend a little bit more time. You know, Scott, we talked a little bit today, too, about researching. That's part of it also. When we look into these things and we're looking at ways that we can get, you know, into the fight, we need to remember that more than 5 to 7 minutes of research is really required. We have to get to a conclusion based on analysis of several different things that we're seeing playing out and that we can corroborate and substantiate. It helps to inform our worldview. It practices our critical thinking muscles. But more importantly, it broadens our understanding of what's possible. And when you have that openness to things, you're really well equipped to smell corruption before it starts. You can get a hold of those things well in advance and handle them. And we're sort of in, you know, boot camp in a way, as we, the people all around the world, learning not only how to think for ourselves again and how to research for ourselves again, but how we can be most effectively involved in managing our communities and managing our lives. And then we're being trained how to do exactly that. It's really a poetic process.
Yeah, the beauty of Q was partly, you know, question everything and do the research. Do the research, mm-hmm. and then show up and speak truth. You know, whether, you know, with the Rise Freedom Tour, where we instigated a battle in the school boards and in the, you know, town councils and all, you know, because it is about using our voice then, but questioning everything and rallying people locally. And using that power.
And that's really, I got to look at sort of a parallel idea movement, an inclination that General Flynn had was, yeah, his tagline for the Reawaken America Tour is local action has a national impact. And he said it, and he's, you know, it's been on everything he talks about. Local action has national impact, because if all the people locally, the ones that are awake, part of the Great Awakening, step forward to take action on all levels, we take the house, because you're weakening the foundation. It's the baseline of their power. It's the lowest level, because they're unwitting minions that carry out these duties with the philosophical corrupted mindset that they have injected in them through the course, the information flow that they've had, which is complete control of the media, is what we're going up against. We've taken care of that one part. Now we have to move those people out who just refuse to move or look at another way. Anyways, listen, the music's going to overtake me right now. It's going to come up in about 3 seconds. It'll get louder than my voice. So for us, that's a wrap here on this episode of the Tipping Point Revolution Radio. Sandra Rose Michael and SG and On, thank you for gracing this show. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here every Monday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. I'm Scott McKay, the Full Throttle Truth Hammer, Tipping Point Revolution Radio. Have a great night.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working.